You're listening to the Meadows Podcast on the Porch, hosted by Bob Arnold and friends. We've begun a new series called The Great Sadness, where we hear people's stories about loss, pain, and suffering, and how God works through such tragedies. Starting on September 20th, we'll be offering a four-week introductory course on the Enneagram, a spiritual roadmap to discover your true self. After that is the Spiritual Development Forum, a four-week workshop series to develop a deeper divine intimacy. Both series will take place at Grace Fellowship Church in Timonium, Maryland. To sign up for upcoming events and learn more about The Meadow, go to www.meadow4.org.
Well, welcome back this week to the Meadows Podcast on the Porch. And as you know, we're spending quite a bit of time talking to people who have entered into the great sadness. In other words, they've reached a situation in their life that is way beyond anything they have the capacity to deal with. And with us today is my wife, Jeannie, a great gift that God has given to us. And many of you know the reality that we have walked through a great sadness about 13 years ago with the death of our daughter, Marcy. And I want Jeannie to today tell how this death affected her life when it all occurred.
Hi there, everybody. Sometimes when I do this, when Bob asks me to do things, it's not usually something I want to do, but it is something that makes me a stronger person and to rise above my uncomfortableness of doing it. So here we go. Marcy would be 30 years old today if she were still alive. She died at 23. September 28th, 2002, at 1 a.m. in the morning, the Horry County, North Carolina coroner called and announced that Marcy Arnold is dead. I screamed at him so many times, telling him he was a liar, and how could he possibly say something as evil as that? The man kept his patience. I kept saying, "No, she's not. I wouldn't accept it." He said, "I'm in her apartment, and I'm looking at the family picture," and he knew from looking at the picture she was close to her family. The hammer dropped. I knew. I gave Bob the phone. My daughter, Julie, heard my yelling and wailing from the basement room. She had just had her ring dance that evening. She called her best friend, and that started the vigilance of so many people for a week at our home. Two of our dear friends were at our house within an hour after we received the news. They sat with us in our deep grief through the night. It was the longest, the most painful, and the worst day of my life. Later in the day, we spoke with the coroner again, and he said that he could not believe 30 people showed up in the parking lot crying and in shock and not accepting it either until she was brought out. She had been dead for a day or so. He advised us not to see her. What happened in the next 3 weeks can only be summed up in a statement: it's amazing. At 6 a.m. that morning, Bob turns to me as we're standing at the sink, and he says, "How are we going to pay for this?" Well, of course, I said a credit card. And I was thinking to myself, how crazy is that statement? Our living room became a mini church for so many people coming in during those days. Marcy's funeral was totally paid for. The program at church and the reception was amazing and was totally paid for. It took a lot of people to make that happen. The generosity of our friends and family was totally amazing. The difficult events that occurred after her death were unbelievably painful and increased our need for God in the midst of our pain. I have no doubt in my mind that because of the prayers of so many, we were able to get through this without falling apart. There was a time or two where I felt like driving into a telephone pole. To start off the events, my uncle was in ICU in New Jersey the week after Marcy died. My good friend lost her home and was evicted. We had to go to Myrtle Beach to empty Marcy's apartment. This was during the sniper attacks on 95. While looking at her life for the last 4 years in her apartment, I pretty much lost it. I packed up her bedroom and it became tough because I couldn't see through my tears. Praying to God to help me, asking over and over again, why did you let this happen? Then all of a sudden, a calm and a peace came over me. I was wailing on the floor. Nothing have I ever experienced like this before. I believe that so many people were praying for us during this time that God's mercy was upon me. I continued packing with a renewed, stronger spirit. A good friend had spinal surgery. My nephew tried to commit suicide. I had to find out what our daughter died from. A few people asked us if Marcy was on drugs. She had long QT syndrome, a genetic malfunction of the heart. Our children could no longer participate in sports. This hit Bob like an avalanche. It was another death in our family. Well, another few deaths, because there were three other children very involved in athletics. We just kept wondering why all this was happening to us. I had to go to Dallas for a week for a sales meeting, and my sales were plummeting. I lost my job 15 months after Marcy died. My manager just said I wasn't cutting it. I felt depressed. I felt like a failure and incompetent. There were a few times I wished that I could be with Marcy. Bob's niece Lisa died the following September. We were in Virginia so that Bob could do her funeral the day before Marcy's one-year anniversary. There were so many other tragedies, too many to mention. So you ask why? For many reasons. Some people thought God was punishing us for some great sin. Some people thought it was time for Marcy to meet her maker. She's at peace and in happiness now. Most people were concerned about their own children. After all, if this could happen to Arnold's, it could certainly happen to us. I wanted to know why, but there was no answer. It took me until the early morning to say, "Okay, God, show me, because I am so much pain, I cannot take it." Trusting God in the depths of pain is the kind of faith that I learned to have. All the events of Marcy's death proves it out. Our faith actually got stronger and stronger. Things that were important were no longer important. What worse thing could happen? I survived it. I flourished through the years as my faith grew stronger. The only hope in this love is our suffering Savior. Why will not be completed in this lifetime, but only in the life to come? In the presence of God, all will become clear. Even in my deepest pain, I found the presence of God.